This is KERE News. I'm Dwahli Saikautau. Denton is now the first city in Texas to ban fracking within city limits. When the crowd finally quieted down, leaders of Frack Free Denton, the group that spearheaded the campaign to prohibit hydraulic fracturing, were still wide-eyed, jaws dropping. Some were crying. One spoke about a concession speech. Adam Friggle, a professor at the University of North Texas and a board member of the Denton Drilling Awareness Group, said the industry should be very scared.
All that money, they outspent us 10 or 15 to 1 when you add it all up. They got all the endorsements from the official organizations. And what we saw was grassroots democracy beating, you know, the old money, the old industry, the people who care about profits above health.
We put the industry on notice, Briggle said.
You can't come around and push people around. Not even in Texas can you do it. We just showed a very mainstream community can pass a ban on fracking when they're pushed to that option, when that's the last option they're left with because the industry acts unneighborly like they did here.
Randy Sorrells of Denton Taxpayers for a Strong Economy doesn't see it the same way. His family has rights to the resources under their 100 acres within Denton city limit. Reached by phone late last night, he said the passing of the fracking ban is bad for Denton.
Between the city and the state and then the mineral owners, there's going to be tremendous lawsuits. Economic impact is going to be tremendous. It's just, it's hard to fathom what it's all going to do.
He said Denton is a college town, that many of the young voters had nothing to lose, unlike his family, and he plans to sue.
Denton has made a decision that good for Denton, but I don't think it will affect energy policy on the broader perspective across the country.
That's Republican Michael Burgess, who was reelected to Congress last night. His congressional district includes Denton County and parts of Tarrant. Burgess serves on the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
There may be some court activity. There may be some activity at the level of the state legislature, but certainly have to respect the right of the people to have their voice heard.
The bigger picture, he said, the U.S. is on the verge of becoming an energy exporter, and Texas, the nation's top producer of oil and gas, is leading that charge. Dwahli Saikautau, KERE News, Denton.